I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host. I am here with this week's quick tip, and we're going to talk a little bit about potty training today on the quick tip. It's a pretty hot, fresh topic in our lives because we're going through it right now as we speak. So, just a couple things. You know, we've been working on it for quite a while now. It's taken some time for Grayson to kind of, get it and make progress and really understand what it's all about and everything like that. And I'll be honest with you, we probably haven't implemented it the right way, and that's on us. We thought basically a very basic, simple schedule and plan would work for him because of how smart he is and how he's been picking up on things so quickly. So, we were just having him sit down every half hour for, about 5 minutes. Obviously, no diaper all day, only at night or if we went out of the house or something like that. And, we wouldn't always follow through. We'd get caught up with something, we'd miss something. Consistency is extremely important when it comes to potty training. So that's someplace where we... didn't really follow through on our end. So, I could tell you that what I have found is that, having some sort of system similar to the Fox and Azrin method, which is pretty famous, it's pretty popular out there, it's talked about a lot in different, autism circles as well as other just, basic children's communities, community groups and stuff like that, because, that system works for all kids. It's not just kids with autism. It works for every kid. Basically what that is, it's an ABA style, training system where you basically have the child sit on the toilet every 20 minutes. And when they have an accident or something like that, you do not speak to them. You do not say anything. You have them clean up the accident with you, and then you sit them right on the potty, or vice versa. You have them sit on the potty and then clean up the accident with you. So they understand that when they have an accident, they're going to have to clean it up. They don't get rewarded, anything like that. We're not yelling at them. We're not scolding them or anything like that. We're just kind of ignoring them, making them help clean it up, okay, and sitting them on the potty, kind of reinforcing what they should be doing. And then the other thing is when they do sit on the potty successfully and have, successful either, bowel movement or, pee, what have you, you reward them immediately just like you would any other ABA therapy. So as soon as they're rewarded, with Grayson, we're trying to reward him with yogurt. So every time he goes on the potty, we have that yogurt ready to go before he even gets up off the toilet, okay? We're like, we'll wash his hands after that because... frankly, the reward and the reinforcement is so much more important at that point in time. That's what's going to really make the difference and get that connection, get that child to be making progress. So, we haven't always been doing that. I have to say, I've been out of the house when we're working, and Alex has kind of taken over. She's been much, much stricter than me, than I was, with a lot of things, but especially potty training. So he's sitting down on that toilet every 15 minutes. I think that bumping up that time and doing it more often has really had a huge impact on him because he's really starting to get it now. So, he's ran over a couple of times and sat and gone himself. Not as many accidents. He's sitting on the toilet. He's holding his winky, in the toilet when he sits there and has to pee. He gets that it's not supposed to, spray all over the place type of thing. Like, he's picking up on that. And so... those are just some of the mistakes I've made, some of the things that we found that were going well, and then also, you know, one of the systems that we would recommend is that Fox and Azrin method. And we've, you know, we thought we could do it kind of on our own. But boy, were we wrong. So, you know, take a look at that. It's all over the internet, Fox and Azrin. Pretty simple if you're familiar with ABA. It's a very, you know, ABA style concept. So, hope you guys got something out of the episode. And we'll see you on the next one. Take care.
For Autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.